Everyone.
Good morning.
Let's see, last week we made it to chapter 11.
Okay. Acts 11.
But actually, the word "and" begins in verse 1, so I'm going to back up from verse 44 and read down. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. And you know, that was a challenge for them to believe, but they witnessed it. They saw it. They weren't used to that. Moves of God, you'll find yourself seeing Him approve something that you never thought about before. And you have to always make those adjustments and keep going. All right. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, "Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. In verse 11, chapter 11. And the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, "Thou wentest in to men uncircumcised, and did eat with them." But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning, and expounded it by order unto them, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and was in a trance, and I saw a vision. I saw a certain vessel descend as it had been with a great sheet, let down from heaven by four corners, and it came up even to me. Upon the which, when I had fastened mine eyes, I considered and saw a four-footed beast of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And I heard a voice saying, Come unto me, arise, Peter, slay and eat. But I said, Not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has at any time entered into my mouth. But the voice answered me again from heaven, What God has cleansed, that call not thou common.
Apostle, can I say this for you? Mm-hmm. That voice came from heaven. That's the reason Peter, he recognized it coming from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason he changed his whole perception of what he used to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because he said, I know that voice came from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, God's voice still wants to come to from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
He said, on earth as it is, and when he said pray, you pray this way.
Mm-hmm.
On earth as it is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
As it is in heaven. On earth.
On earth. And that's the goal. That's where we're going. That's what we're doing.
Amen.
We're gonna we want it to be just on earth as it is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And as we follow God, we learn what's in heaven. Peter learned the heaven's way. And he understood the men that they had this had to register to them just like it had to register to him. You know, being a priest, priests understand the people and they understand God. So the more they understand the people and the more they understand God, the more they can unite both, you know, the two.
Mm-hmm.
And this was done three times, and all were drawn up, and all were drawn up again into heaven. Now, Peter was patient with them, but he showed them what God showed him. And he helped them transition. Okay, verse 11. And behold, immediately there were three men already come unto the house where I was sent from Caesarea unto me. And the Spirit bade me to go with them, nothing doubting. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me and were entered into the man's house. And he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said to him, send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved. And as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them, as on us at the beginning. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. You know, a lot of times Jesus told them these things, but I was thinking about that earlier this morning, how the Lord will say something, but they didn't catch everything. The Lord, there's things that he tells us, but we don't always capture what he said. Because after all this happened, after the three visions, after seeing Simon and his house get saved, then he remembered the word of the Lord. John indeed baptized with water, but ye should be baptized with the Holy Ghost. And Jesus even mentioned that he has sheep that's not of this fold, and they must come in. But sometimes the way, the traditions and the way we think is stronger than that still small voice.
Amen.
Even if it's Jesus. So that's why communing with him is so important.
Yes, amen.
Going
yes,
in his
is.
Presence and getting his perspectives.
Amen.
Thurston, I told him some things and he acted on it. And I said, I realized he was receptive. I said, Thurston, when you know what to do, pray for wisdom anyway, even when you know what to do, and see what else God will say. I said, I'm not saying that because I think you're foolish. I'm saying that because I know that you're receptive. And when people are receptive, I learned a lot of things from the Lord. When I knew what to do, but I asked him anyway, even some of the definitions that he gave. I said, Lord, what's your definition of this? And then he started giving me definitions, and it gave more clarity.
Amen.
Well, when we can be receptive to the Lord, he there's nothing that he can't show us.
You know, that's how they said Jesus grew in wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
He grew in wisdom, stature,
mm-hmm. favor with man.
Favor with man.
Mm-hmm.
And he grew that way. He grew in wisdom.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, wisdom is very important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The word of God is the wisdom of God.
Mm-hmm. And the faster we transition, the more souls we can win. Because you have to take advantage of time. That's why I like
That's
technology.
Good.
This, a little old $50 microphone that voice recorder, I can capture the unknown, put it on the World Wide Web, and bless somebody else. And it's gonna be there till Jesus comes.
Whoa.
Amen.
You know,
That's good.
We have to take advantage of time. And there are ways to do it. And it don't cost you. It's not expensive. When you operate in wisdom, it's not expensive. It's,
Amen.
The Lord told me one time, he said, if you want to make great changes, make small changes in what you do every day. And it before you know it, it grow into something.
Small changes.
Small changes.
Sometimes we want to make them big right away, get mm-hmm. it all done. Small changes.
Small changes.
That's good, Apostle. Mm-hmm.
So the faster we transition and hear him out, sometimes you can't just hear what he's, you have to hear him out. He has more to say. Mm-hmm. And I learned the rest in it. Okay, verse 17. For as much then as God gave them the light gift, as he did unto us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God?
Withstand God.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Now let's think about this for a moment. Now, with this, because he transitioned, he's able to minister to Gentiles, which believe on God faster sometimes because they don't have the Jewish traditions. Now you got Holy Ghost filled Gentiles that's going to win Gentiles. And every time a person gets saved, even if they don't do anything, there's less trouble and restriction from the world. And then if they contend for the faith, you got the church grows at a faster rate. And the earth is more stable. There's less wars, less fighters, less strife. Now, if he would have contended with God and been disobedient, the Lord would have used the next man in line. He would have missed out on the blessing that God gave him.
Absolutely. And he right here in mind, it says that I could not stand in God's way.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I like that. Can't stand in God's
way. And when they heard this, these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. When you flow with the Lord, you're using time becomes useful to you. Every day, every moment becomes more useful when you're flowing with Him. All right, verse 19. Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that rose about Stephen travailed as far as Phoenicia.
Phoenicia,
okay. In Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. So some of the Jews, they only just preach to Jews. They bypass the Gentiles. But the buck stopped with Peter. Peter started something that, he helped people transition. He obeyed Christ. He preached the gospel to the Jews first and also to the Gentiles. The Lord pays attention to what people will receive. It would work easier that way. The Lord, He has a plan. If you follow His plan, it's going to work. But when time came, it was time for Peter to know about the Gentiles. And he reminded them. This was a reminder, because Jesus told them that before. Verse 21, verse 20. And some of them were men of Cyprus, Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church, which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all, that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. Now, Paul was sent to the Gentiles, but some of the Christian Jews, they didn't have that revelation. Once you transition and start doing something God's way, the enemy's going to come and try to stop it. And two things that have always gotten men in trouble, they look to themselves or they look to the people. In Galatians chapter 1, Peter was eating with the Gentiles, and when he saw the Jews coming, he got up and went and ate with the Jews. And Paul caught him doing it. Mm-hmm. And Paul rebuked him. He gave in to the will of the people after he had transitioned. So once you transition into the life of God in any area, you have to fortify your heart to stick with it.
Right.
And I don't trust Thurston just to stick with what God said, even though he knew what God said. I have to determine to stick with some things.
Well, see, Peter became a very important person,
yeah,
and stuff, and those Jews that he got up and ate with and everything, he wanted to keep that image going.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff. It's kind of like Chuck Misler. Chuck Misler and stuff, he's got a council board that he formed to keep from that happening, because, he's always traveling, mm-hmm, speaking at all these different places and stuff. So he formed a council, mm-hmm, to keep him humble. So
yeah,
he would not fall into that trap of Peter fell into.
Yeah. And when you transition into the Lord's will, if you fortify your heart, you have to speak it, because it's under attack. Remember, you're always ministering. When you minister, you're discharging. When you're studying, you're charging. Mm-hmm. It's just like the battery in your car. When it's running, the alternator's charging it up. But if you leave the lights on, it starts discharging.
Right.
when anybody's preaching and ministering, they're discharging. The word that had you stable is leaving. And the Lord taught me, when I give you a message and you preach that message, go back and study that message so you can have it. I had to learn word management. You know, you receive it. Because you can, once it's discharged, it can be as if you never heard it before. And then on top of that, you're under attack. So God told Joshua, study my word day and night. And then you want to study more than you need. So you'll always be charged.
And that's why we pray for each other too. That's mm-hmm. what else you do.
Amen. That's good. That's good, Apostle.
Amen.
We'll pick up at verse 24 next week.
Make sure you mark it in your...
Yeah. I do like Brother Horton. I put me a little mark beside the scripture.
That's what chapter?
Chapter 11, verse 24.
11:24.
Yeah.
Encourage your students to reread.
Yeah, always reread. I thank the Lord for that. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your wisdom. Lord, help us to all be creative in you. Help us to all be what we can be in you. Help us to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name. Let nothing be wasted. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.